So I'm recording this at the time it's happening. Of course, you're listening to it on Tuesday. But you've all heard that a gunman has opened fire at the Navy Yard in Washington, killing at least four. And again, these are the reports that I'm seeing at this time. A man brandishing an assault rifle, shotgun, and handgun has opened fire inside a building at the Washington Naval Yard. He has killed at least four people and wounded at least seven more, including two police officers. SWAT officers swarmed the building and the headquarters of the Naval Sea Systems Command, and the shooter there was killed. Sources tell news services that more than 2 hours after the first gunfire, there were reports that tactical teams were entering a second building in the Naval Yard. The Washington police chief said there could be as many as two other shooters at large. Again, I'm not sure if this is going to be accurate on Tuesday or not, but this is the statement I'm seeing right now. Federal officials say that information appeared to be based on eyewitness reports and civilian reports. Eyewitness and civilian reports coming back to them. The president said that the rampage targeted patriots, military and civilian alike, men and women who were going to work and doing their job, protecting all of us. So, of course, there will be more breaking news as this happens, and stay tuned. Hopefully, the lives lost will be minimal at best, and it's a good thing that they're taking out these shooters. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.